Hey, welcome back to our Pro Practice Tips series for guitar. Today we're going to talk about a very cool practice technique for you to try out in your routine. Now, good, intelligent practice on the guitar produces improved skill. We know that. A lot of times that improvement can feel extremely slow, kind of like watching a plant grow or something. You know it's happening, you know it's growing, but it certainly doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like it's doing very much if you stare at it for an hour, you know. But imagine how much more noticeable the plant's growth would be if you went on holiday and had a friend water your plant when you're away. When you came back, you'd really notice the difference in the plant. It'd be much bigger, and you think, wow, that plant's really grown. Same thing for guitar, except you can't go on a holiday from guitar and have a friend practice for you. It doesn't work that way. But the point is, sometimes we could be so close to the instrument, playing all the time, that the slow, incremental improvement we're making can be really hard to see. For example, just think back to your first attempts to play a D major chord. Do you remember how difficult it was to get your fingers to make that chord shape? What about strumming? Do you remember how clumsy it felt when you first tried strumming for the first time? As we progress to new challenges on the instrument, it's easy to forget how far we've already come from those early days of, you know, D, C, G, and that sort of thing. I'm going to suggest you experiment with keeping a practice diary to address all this business here. It has several benefits. Firstly, by looking back over the entries you make in your practice diary, writing down what you've been practicing, you can see how far you've progressed. You can say, wow, in, you know, this week I was still struggling with this particular concept or this particular solo or this particular idea, and now I can play it really easily. Wow, I've really improved. Secondly, you can see with a practice diary what you're actually practicing, and you can check that it matches your practice goals and your musical goals. So say you really want to be able to play a certain song, or you really want to be able to play a certain style, or you're working towards achieving some sort of musical goal that we would have talked about in the first audio, you can see, well, Is my regular practice actually moving me closer to that goal, or am I practicing something completely different to what I want? Thirdly, you can see what you've done in the past with a practice diary and build on it. If you can't quite remember the lick you practiced last week, this happens to me a lot. I can't remember sometimes what I do yesterday, sometimes in my practice routine. No problem, it's in the practice diary. So just, I can just look back and find it and go, oh yeah, that was it, and I can continue to work on that lick. Or if I'm, maybe you're not sure what you're going to play today, you go, oh man, okay, I'm ready to play, I want to play something, but oh, what should I play? No problem, look back through your practice diary and get some inspiration from what you've already been working on. Now, your practice diary doesn't need to be a meticulously detailed document covering every stroke of your plectrum and every, you know, hammer-on. It can easily be a simple checklist of all the things you covered in your practice session, you know, with a date next to each entry. I use my practice diary personally to write down cool licks that I hear and I want to get into my playing, cool exercises I come across, cool concepts I learn, and music theory epiphanies I experience. You know, occasionally I experience epiphanies and I write them down. So a quick flick through the pages of my own diary and I'm quickly reminded of lots of great ideas and breakthroughs I've experienced and perhaps forgotten about. So it's a great tool for review and for inspiration. I personally use a moleskin writing pad about the size of a regular paperback novel. And I even have a special pen I like to use with it. I find the little habits of having a little, you know, special book and a particular special pen, it helps me get into the practice zone, you know, and it kind of, I like it. It makes me feel like I'm doing some sort of, you know, habit that's a good thing. I guess it's my own foible. You don't need any of that stuff. Sure, you can have a notepad and a pen, but you can equally use your phone's note-taking application or a word processor on your computer. You can, you know, carve it into a clay tablet if that floats your boat, so long as you have somewhere to record what you practice for future reference. So let's have a practice diary challenge, shall we? I'd like you to record everything you play on the guitar for the next week, even if it's just a couple of sentences to summarize a practice session or a bullet point list of the areas you covered. Write it down, date the entry, and start the habit of tracking your progress on your instrument. Great. Thanks again for listening. We've got a very cool tip next time. It's a very interesting one, so keep an eye on your email account for that. And I suppose you could even take notes on that session in your new practice diary, which we'll have going by that point, if you like. All right, so see you next time, guys. Bye-bye.